The only thing I've told them is about the media. You know, I think they've seen that today in the locker room. You know, it turns up a notch. And, you know, you're one of four teams left, and all the attention is going to be on you. And so, you know, you got to deal with it. You know, the best you can. Be a lot of questions, you know, you have to answer. But, you know, just concentrate on football because that's what everybody is here for. Oh, man, you know, a great deal. You know, I mean, you know, for every player, you know, in the NFL, these are the moments that you play for, you know, to have an opportunity. And, you know, I've been once, and, you know, it was an incredible experience. You know, it's been a long time ago, though, now. I mean, you know, the thing is you never know when you'll get back. You never know if you'll get there. Never know if you'll win one. But you know, to have the opportunity and you know, again, to be one of the final teams, you know, trying to get to the Super Bowl, it means a lot.
Charles, Mike was talking about year two of Don's system. What do you notice about just how the communication is so much better or so much less verbal than it needed to be when you just got this thing going?
Yeah, it's you know, the communication has been, you know, really outstanding, you know, all year. You know, last year we were all just kind of getting our feet wet in the defense, trying to figure it out. You know, it's a complicated defense. And now, you know, having that year under our belt, guys being familiar with it, you know, we had success with it the first year, got killed a lot of games with it as well. So, you know, we kind of been through everything with the defense and having that year and to be able to go through all of those ups and downs with it, prepared us going into this year. Had a lot of the same guys back coming in, and, you know, everything just worked a little bit better for us. And so, like, communication, like you say, is a big part of that.
Charles, after you came up from Oakland, how long did it take to change your mindset about the Bears?
About the what?
The Bears, this rivalry, this game.
Not long. You know, this, you know, when you come in here, you know, well, you know, you watch some of the commercials. You know, I watched the commercial with Jerry Kramer and Mike Ditka, and you know, they said that when they came in, they understood, you know, from the fans that, hey, you got to get ready to play the Bears. And it was the same way for me. And, you know, we played those guys, and you knew that the week leading up to that game, that people here in the organization, you know, the fans around Green Bay and, you know, Wisconsin as a whole, they want to beat Chicago. And so you understand that very early on. What this game is about.
What has Sam meant to the secondary? He's been someone you've been pretty reliable all season for him.
Man, he's been great, man. I think you have a young guy who came in who really had no fear. You know, he came in with a ton of athletic ability, but he didn't have any fear. You know, he took the challenge of, you know, being an undrafted player and having an opportunity to come in and play for this team. And he took coaching well. I think probably the biggest thing for him has been his coach, you know, Joe Witt. You know, I think Joe is probably one of the best young coaches, you know, that this game has to offer. And he has that rare combination, I think, of being able to be an X's and O's guy and then also being a great teacher. Being able to teach a young guy like Sam, you know, where he needs to be, and at the same time, why he needs to be there, and why it makes the defense work. And so, having a coach like that, coaching you, and then being a great athlete at the same time, works in your favor. And he's taking coaching. You know, he's a young guy, you know, that takes notes. You know, you don't see a lot of young guys that come in and take notes. You can see him, you know, he's in watching film and those sort of things. So he's done himself well in that department.
Charles, going back to the rivalry, you talked about what it's like for the people in the building and the fans. What is it like for players, though? I mean, I'm guessing it's not quite the same for you as it was maybe emotionally when you were at Michigan and you were playing Ohio State. I mean, there's not necessarily a player-to-player hatred like there might have been back in the old days here, is there?
You know, during the week, no. You know, but once you get into the game, you know, yeah, you know, it's all there. You know, it's rivalry. You know, it's all of those things. You know, all of those emotions. You know, you kind of take on the emotions of your community. You know, and you know how much they want to beat Chicago. And you know, yeah, during this point in time in the week, you know, it's about preparation. You know, and getting your looks. You know, watching film. And understanding what you have to do, you know, on that particular Sunday. But once the game rolls around, it's all there, you know, so you get yourself ready.
How important was it to shut out Johnny Knox in the last game, and how much of that was by his
side? Well, I mean, it was just good defense, you know, good all-around defense. You know, our thing is to, you know, take care of vertical routes. You know, not allow people to get over top of us, try to eliminate those big plays, and we were able to do that. You know, we got some, you know, good pressure up front, you know, with our guys, limited, you know, time that Jay had back there to throw the ball, and then made some plays downfield. So it's always by design to try to stop their players from, you know, having big days.
Good job last week.
Yeah, he's one of those one of the big play tight ends, you know, that you have in the league. You know, he's a guy that has, like you said, size. You know, he has speed, and he also blocks well for him. So he's a guy that you know, they can split him out at times, and he can run routes for you get himself upfield, make plays downfield, with his speed and catching the ball. So he's a threat. You know, he's you know, one of those guys. You know, you have your Antonio Gates, you know, who can run well. Jermichael here is one of those guys that tight end, you know, and he's right in there with those guys.
Not that you took 2007 for granted, but do you guys, like you and Driver and Cliffy, do you guys take, kind of cherish this opportunity more, considering, you know, it's hard to get here, and you guys aren't—you're not 25 anymore.
Yeah, you know, you didn't have to point that out, but.
Well, I said 25.
The important thing is that, you know, we're just having fun. You know, we understand what it's all about. You know, 2007, you know, we thought we had a great team. You know, we thought had as good a chance as any. You know, to get to the Super Bowl that year didn't work out. And so, again, you know, you understand that it's hard to get here, you know, and we're not even to the game we want to be at yet, you know, still division championship. So, you know, you got to win this one to move on to actually, you know, have that chance to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, we none of us take it for granted, you know, where we're at this point in time in the season. And, you know, we look forward to the challenge.
Driver said that this team believes more than that team did. Would you agree with that?
I don't know. You know, I felt that at that time, you know, 2007. You know, I thought we were, you know, best team, you know, left. And, you know, couldn't get it done here at home, you know, in Lambeau. And that was tough, you know, but we're going into that game. You couldn't have told me we would lose, you know. So I think we were confident at that point in time, but, you know, I'm sure Driver is speaking in the now, you know, and this team is playing well right now, and we feel good about our chances, you know, going into this game and hopefully getting to the Super Bowl. So in that respect, I guess yes.
Charles, I think you 4 years ago when you were up here, you talked about some of the cultural realities of playing in a place like Green Bay. I was just wondering if you could kind of characterize how your time has been here professionally, personally, and what it means to bring a championship here.
It's been good. You know, it's been a good, you know, 4.5 years now. This is a tremendous place. You know, it's been a great place for me to be, great place for me to have a family, you know, personally, you know. Married since I've been here, 2 kids, and so that's, you know, that's been the biggest, you know, biggest blessing of my life is that aspect of it. Football wise, I've enjoyed some great years here, as a player. Played very well here, playing with some great guys, great coaches, and you know I've had a lot of fun, you know, and I look forward to you know this game and hopefully a Super Bowl and playing you know a few more years here. You know, I never imagined that it would feel this good playing in Green Bay, but it has, and you know, I'm very fortunate and very blessed to be here.
Charles, can you at all surprised at the ease with which Brandon
has become? Well, you know, nothing's easy, you know, but we played fast, and I think that's the way this team, this defense has been playing all year, is we've been playing fast, and I think that's the key to us getting to quarterbacks all season. Playing fast, knowing where you're supposed to be, not making the big mistakes, and you know those type of things, you know, work in your favor if you do that. So, I think the speed of our defense, understanding the defense, has been the reason why we've been able to get the quarterbacks.